Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio, I have Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, Deputy Building Official Darren Emery, and Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright. I'm Brady Bowman. Remind you that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you have any questions for these experts in their fields here in studio with us, and we're talking a little bit over break. City Commission meeting, pretty interesting, or work session last night, pretty interesting, and I know that building permit revenue and those sort of things came up, and Brad, you just want to maybe clarify a couple things.
Yeah, sure, and you know, I know the commission last night at the work session is part of their much broader budget discussion. One of the things they were looking at was our building permit numbers and permit revenue, permit fees, that sort of thing. 2017, we were down, we were actually down quite a bit from 2016. But, you know, 2016 was somewhat of an anomaly because we had maybe the biggest residential development that we've had in recent memory with the Lynx out here on Marlatt. You know, we permitted more dwelling units in 2016 with that project than we ever have in our recorded history in a given year. So it was really hard to follow the 2016 up, you know, because we had that spike in 2016 because of that development. But we were down, I mean, just if you just average out the last several years, we were down in 2017 on our permit numbers and permit fees and valuation and stuff. 2018, though, if you through the end of May, we're actually a little bit ahead of where we were last year. So our valuation's back a little bit, our permit fees are back somewhat. We're about the same spot we were last year with number of new residential construction units. So, you know, but there are some other things on the horizon here. You know, we've got a new development that we just got the okay this morning to start issuing building permits in, which is over on Marlatt. It's called North Wing Phase 2.
Right by the Lynx.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just to the west of it there. If you go by there, you see some new street in that area. And it's not a big development, but it's, I think that'll get built out probably fairly quickly. So we are up this year quite a bit in new commercial construction, though. I know compared to the same time last year, our commercial construction, we've had quite a few more new commercial buildings than we did in 2017 at this point in the year. So, you know, it's been, we've bounced back, I think, a little bit. Anybody's guess probably as to, you know, looking down the road how that'll continue to go. So trying to project that out's always a little bit of a tougher thing to do.
And Ryan, I know you had some information you kind of want to piggyback on.
Yeah. So our new home construction, actually in May, we issued 13 new homes, which is actually almost about double what we issued in April. So we're seeing a rise in that. And I think with the new subdivision that's coming on board, I think we'll see those numbers probably continue to rise. And then comparable to last year on new homes, we're about the same. We're a little bit down, but we're about the same as we were in 2017. So,
very good. And Darren, I think you had some additional information
sure.
as well.
It relates, I thought it might be interesting just to take a look at our inspection numbers. I went back to 2015, and this is for construction inspections only. In 2015, we did 5,091 inspections. And keep in mind, we have three inspectors handled 5,091 inspections. 2016 was 5,207. 2017 was 4,945. I looked at this year to date, we're about 100 behind where we were last year. But with the way the commercial permitting has been going, I anticipate us picking back up. So it's just interesting to me that we average about 5,000 inspections a year in and year out.
You know, and with that, let's go with a little bit of inspection 101.
Sure.
What's some things that people are usually misunderstood about when it comes to inspections and what you guys do?
Well, I'll start actually with the permitting issue.
Sure, yeah,
because
let's do that.
I think
yeah.
it's a common misnomer that if you're doing a renovation inside of your house, you do not need a permit. That's not true. Actually, if you're moving a wall, if you're making an alteration, moving things around, you do need a building permit for that type of work. I believe out in the counties, they exempt that type of work from permits, so I think that's where the confusion lies. We do so many different types of inspection from a 10-minute just checking the gas line to make sure it's holding pressure to a 2.5-hour framing inspection on a larger house. There are literally 30 to 40 different type of inspections we might do on a construction project.
And especially on a bigger project. And a good example right now that's going on, we haven't mentioned it yet today, but the new apartment building that's going on at 12th and Bluemont, pretty obvious project. Anybody drives up Bluemont.
Hard to miss.
See, it is, yeah. Very much. But, you know, we're there, I don't know, Darren could tell you probably better than me, but we're there probably at least several times a week, probably.
Several times a day.
Yeah, so... You know, with a project of that complexity and that size, it's not uncommon that we're at something like that daily, doing some portion of that building so they can continue the construction process.
Dave, did you have something?
Yeah, this is unrelated to the topic of the day, but we have a traffic situation that we want to bring the public alerted to, and that is on K-18 Fort Riley Boulevard. I understand that just east of... the Seth Child interchange, that a motorcyclist that apparently was part of the escort with the Wall That Heals has had an accident, and there is a bit of a traffic backup there, and motorists are encouraged, if you're eastbound coming into town off K-18 Fort Riley Boulevard, that you may want to take Seth Child Road and then proceed west on maybe Anderson or through Kimball. So that's something that we want to pass along to our listeners this morning. No other details about the motorcyclists or any other things other than there's a traffic situation. So, and that's in the eastbound lane on K-18 Fort Riley Boulevard.
Good information there. Thanks so much for that. Also, just kind of go with that a little bit to remind folks that when it's warm out, you're going to see a lot more motorcycles out. So definitely, you know, pay attention to motorcyclists. As a guy, I used to have a motorcycle once upon a time. I miss it dearly. But watch out for that.
For sure. And you know, we're talking building construction for the most part here, but there's a lot of road construction going on, too. So, you know, be careful in those road construction projects. Those workers, I know, appreciate it when people are cautious around those.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, who you just heard speaking. We also have Deputy Building Official Darren Emery and Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright. And Brad, kind of go along with... the big apartment complex on 12th and Bluemont, just across the street here, before too long, we're going to be seeing some construction there. What updates do you guys have on that?
Yeah, that's, the city commission, I know, had recently had some action involving the parking lot that's next to that. The empty lot that's there right now was the old car wash, and I think there was a small grocery store also on there that got demolished, and so at some point here, I think that's going to still require maybe some planning board and city commission action for some potential rezonings and some things like that with that property. But, you know, if that all goes through, then at some point you could see, I think there's a new hotel and parking garage that's being planned for that piece of property right there. So that'll, again, if that happens, that'll be a pretty big project, and we'll... certainly add to our permit numbers for the year.
And we actually, the first submittal for the rezoning and the PUD is what it'll be. We actually just started that process last week. So they've just started the zoning actions to begin that project. So
I was just going to ask, of course, PUD, planned urban development.
Planned unit development.
Exactly, unit development.
Sorry.
Yeah. Unit development.
Yep.
See, that's why we have you guys in. We need the experts. And at what point, what are you hearing on timeline on that? It sounds like you guys are starting to get involved in that.
Yeah, that process typically takes, I believe, about 90 days to get through that zoning process, and then after that is when they would actually be able to apply for a building permit. So I think that's probably going to be ongoing, I would guess, for the next 3 to 6 months. I don't know really when they're wanting to start construction on that.
But. Yeah, hard to tell, but it would be at least probably the mid-late fall, early winter, probably before anything might happen with that.
And Darren, when it comes to a lot of the building in the Manhattan area, it seems like Aggieville and around 24, kind of that Blue Township sort of area where you mentioned Old Navy and sure. Ross. It seems like that's where the action's been the last couple of years.
Those are two of the hubs for sure. We also see quite a bit of work out on the west side of town where a lot of the new housing is landing out on the west side of town.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller, real quick. We just got about 3.5 minutes left.
I'll make it real fast. You know, when you talk about these PUDs, and I understand that means planned unit development. As I've watched it over the years, it looks to me like we have zoning, and then if we need another need for it, well, we make a PUD. In other words, it circumvents the existing zoning that they planned for years, all this major planning and feasibility studies and et cetera, et cetera. Could we just eliminate all zoning? And I don't know why anybody would build a McDonald's in the middle of Colbert Hills. I don't know why anybody built a $700,000 house in the old core area of Manhattan. I mean, let the land speak for itself. Highest and best use. So we go through all these gyrations and arguments and long commission meetings and da-da-da-da-da-da, everybody gets upset. If you just have no zoning, people are going to use the land for what it's for. We got two lots in Aggieville that are worth $800,000. Now figure that out per square foot, about $53 a square foot. And you got a lot of properties up in Colbert Hills, and you're going to have a lot of specials that need to be paid up there. We need to kind of watch what we're doing and slow down a little bit.
All right, go right ahead, guys. We just got about a minute left.
Sure, yeah. Appreciate the call. The whole zoning and rezoning process is a pretty lengthy process. I mean, when somebody applies for rezoning, whether it's to planned unit development, PUD, or something else, you know, that goes through a pretty lengthy process, goes through the planning board, goes through the city commission. And there's a lot of opportunity in there for folks in the public to come and, you know, if they have issues with those rezonings, to come and talk to those bodies about that. We get involved peripherally in those. The community development department's the primary city department that handles the zonings and rezonings. But I know there's, you know, it happens a lot that people want to rezone property, and if they meet all the requirements and go through the appropriate steps and so on, you know, that's not an uncommon thing to happen.
Any other comments, guys?
I'm good.
There's not a McDonald's in Colbert Hills coming up, is there?
No, not
okay.
I haven't heard that one yet. There's always those few things people say. I hear this is coming, I hear that's coming, and I'll say, wow, I haven't heard that yet.
And if anybody would hear it, you would think so,
yeah.
Dave? One thing that I think, and the timeliness of this is kind of important, ordinances involving placement of political signs.
Yeah, there is, you know, signage in general is regulated. Political signs are a little bit less so. You know, we try to make sure they're not causing traffic hazards and things like that on intersections, and that they're picked up again after the election's over. But, you know, it's a little bit broader allowance for some of those political signs.
Very good. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in. Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Kloss and Deputy Building Official Darren Emery and Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright. Missing today's show will be online on demand a little later today on our website, newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening.
It's 10 a.m. Fort Riley Day tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One.